This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Okay, now another one I want to say about Ramadan is that as Ramadan is progressing, we need to make sure that we have a good connection with Allah Azza wa Jal with our dua, right? See, the thing about dua is, it's not supposed to become robotic. Robotic dua is, I'm saying it, the same old stuff again and again, and, you know, it's just the same thing I keep on saying. So some people get in this habit. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا رَبَّنَا. And it's the same thing they say again and again. That's it. Their heart was not connected to it at all. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, لَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ دُعَاءً مِّن قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah does not accept the dua from a heart that was not thinking of Allah, not connected to Allah, that was absent-minded from Allah when it made the dua. What Allah wants is for us to engage. Now, dua is a massive way of connecting with Allah. Why? Because dua, you talk to Allah. A lot of people think that dua is, oh, I'm just going to say a few Rabbana. No. Dua is you saying the Rabbana and saying the Arabic part, yes. But dua more is that you use your mother tongue. I want you to use your mother tongue, your first language with dua. And you talk to Allah as you talk to a person. You talk to Allah as you talk to a person. So what do you say to a person? You say to a person, hey man, you know, what's up man? Yeah, you know, I got a problem at work, you know, they might fire me, but it's not my fault. Someone did something else and, you know, I hope I get through this, you know. You normally talk to a friend like that, yes? It's not my fault, you know, try and see if there's some solution you can come up with, right? That's exactly what Allah wants us to do with Him in dua. Oh Allah, you know, I've got a problem with my employment. I don't know what to do, but you're everything and you can do it for me, and I'm a bit lost here, but you're the guide and you can guide me, and I don't know what to do. Now let's just say, for example, you've got nothing else to do in dua. Okay, you're there. You've done all your few Rabbana and whatever, and you don't, so you're there. What do you do? Talk about your life. I'm serious. Talk to Allah. Let's say to Allah, oh Allah, you know, I've not been doing too well lately. You know, I've kind of gone off path a little bit. I'm sorry. I hope it doesn't happen again. I do love you, Allah. You know, I want to be here. I want you to look after me. But, you know, I'm a bit messed up. I don't know what else to do. All I know is that I'm talking to you right now, and I know you listen to me. You have to be listening to me. You just talk. This is what Nuh alayhi salam did. I'm not making this up. You read Surah Nuh, 71th Surah of the Holy Quran. You read Surah Nuh. And you look at the conversation he had. I mean, look at this. He says, he's doing dua, okay? دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. My Lord, I called my people by night and by day. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. They didn't listen to my call. They just start running away. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ. And every time I called them, لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ, so that you could forgive them. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers into their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. They covered their faces. وَأَصَرُّوا. And they were very, you know, adamant. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And they were very, very, you know, وَأَصَرُّوا. They were persistent with their sins and they were very arrogant. ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا. والله, I called them in the open. ثم إني أعلنت لهم. Then I announced to them. وأسرت لهم إسرارا. Then I called them in secrecy. فقلت, and then I said, استغفروا ربكم. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. إنه كان غفارا. He is of forgiving. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. I told them that you would send the rains onto them. ويمددكم بأموالكم. Then you would give them their wealth back and their children back. ويجعل لكم جنات. And you would give them gardens. ويجعل لكم أنهارا. And that you would give them rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. I said to them, what's wrong with you? Why don't you have any hope in Allah? وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. When He's created you like this, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا. I said to them, I said to them, you know, don't you see how Allah created the heavens and the earth and all that? SubhanAllah, this is Him talking to Allah like me and you talk to a friend. Then He says, oh Allah, they schemed against me and they said to one another. Imagine, this is in his dua. La tadharunna wadda, don't leave the God of Wad, don't leave the God of Su'a, don't leave the God of Yaghuth and Ya'uq and Nasra. He's talking to Allah about this. Can you imagine? SubhanAllah. So the thing is that it is a massive way to connect to Allah through this. Now I want to tell you this. Another thing about dua is that we often don't understand the power of dua. Okay, the power of dua is such that it might not occur today, but it might occur 50 years later. It is in the Quran. The two orphans whose wealth was buried in the ground, and Khidr came and he mended the wall so that they could get their wealth. Do you know what the tafsir says? It says, one tafsir says, it was the grandfather that made dua. So this is two generations earlier. His grandfather made dua for them. And another tafsir, it says, it was the seventh generation great-grandfather. And that dua hit them seven generations later. You could make, and when you make dua, please, when you make dua for your children, don't say my children. Say my progeny. Progeny means your children, 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 all the way till Qiyamah. Dhurriya. Right? All the prophets that made dua, they never said awladi. They never said my children. They said dhurriyati or dhurriyati, which means my progeny. My sons, sons, and daughters, daughters, sons, daughters, daughters, sons, for all of them. All right? Whenever you make dua for your dad and your mother, yes, you know, my mother and father, but don't just make dad, mother and father, just say Abba. My forefathers. So you catch all of them from your father, great grandfather, grandfather, all the way to the end of what you can go to the last Muslim, you know, father, great, great, great grandfather that you had, he catches all of them. Okay, make it the biggest, the widest you can. Whenever you say, you know, you want to ask something from Allah, say, I want afiyah. One of the biggest du'as you can make, al-afiyah. Afiyah means what? Afiyah means relief. Now, what does relief mean? Relief means relief in everything. Make everything easy for me, make me relieved in everything. Give me afiyah in this world, give me afiyah in the next world. Give me relief in this world and give me relief in the next world. Give me relief in everything. Give me relief in my wealth, in my children, just ask for generally just say, Allah, give me afiyah. Give me relief. Right? When you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's du'as, he covered everything. He covered it in such a beautiful way. And you need to pick up some of the books that have his du'as in there, but I'm going to tell you, you know, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was saying, oh, Messenger of Allah, you made such a beautiful dua. He said, I can't remember any of it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told him to make this dua. He said, well, if you can't remember, then at least make this dua. What is that dua? And he said, SubhanAllah, it's a wonderful way. Whenever I don't have any time to make dua, like let's say I've got like 30 seconds or 20 seconds to make a dua, I make this one. Allahumma inni as'aluka ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuk Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for all the things that your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and your servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for. I'm asking for everything. Everything he asked for, I'm asking the same thing. Right? It's almost like a little kid, you know, he's his mother, father is passing through, so he just grabs onto them and passes through with them, right? People let the little child through because they're grabbing onto to the parent. Oh, let this little kid through with them, yeah? It's almost like that. You're getting everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for because you can't remember what he asked for. You can't go through all those dua books, everything. He's made it so easy for us. Just say, I'm asking for everything that he asked for. The next thing you say this. Wa a'udhu bika. Wa a'udhu bika mimma ta'awwadha minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm asking you to protect me from all the things that the Prophet ﷺ sought protection in his life. all the things. Protect me from every single thing. So there are a number of things that Rasulullah asked for protection over and over again. You're getting all of that in Subhanallah. Then you say, you know, if you want to add on to that, in one narration you can say, وَمَا قَضَيْتَ لِي مِنْ قَضَاءٍ فَجَعَلْ عَاقِبَتَهُ رُشْدًا. Whatever goodness, whatever you have decreed for me, make sure that the end of it is always good for me. So it doesn't matter what you give for me, I've got goodness. I'm going to tell you one dua to add and it'll cover everything. Say, oh Allah, give me the best of this world, the best of the next world. Oh Allah, give me the best death of a believer. So that covers the dunya and up to your death. Then say, keep my soul in the highest place of illiyin. That will cover you from death till the day of judgment. Then say, on the day of judgment, keep me in the company of the prophets until I reach and I go into Jannah with them. That's everything covered from now all the way till then. Subhanallah. Okay, so that's a reminder about dua.